USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden a couple of hours ago spoke to reporters in Brussels just before heading to Poland and continuing talks with our NATO ally. Biden talks about assisting the European Union with their data security.
This framework underscores our shared commitment to privacy, to data protection, and to the rule of law. And it's going to allow the European Commission to once again authorize transatlantic data flows that help facilitate $7.1 trillion in economic relationships with the EU.
The president also pledged to send more liquid natural gas to the European Union nations so they can move away from Russian energy. Republican Representative Jeff Fortenberry of Nebraska was convicted Thursday on charges that he lied to federal authorities about an illegal $30,000 contribution to his campaign. A federal jury in Los Angeles, California, deliberated about 2 hours before finding the nine-term lawmaker guilty. USA Radio News.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.